Endymion. Cephalus was not the only young man to catch the moon goddess's eye. One night, sailing her silver chariot across the sky, she spotted far below Endymion, a young shepherd of great beauty, lying naked and fast asleep on the hillside outside a cave on Mount Latmos. The sight of his lovely limbs, all silvered by her moonbeams, and the enticingly seductive smile that played on his lips as he dreamed, so filled Selene with desire that she cried out to Zeus, Endymion's father, to ensure that he would never change. She wanted to see him in exactly that attitude every night. Zeus granted the wish. Endymion stayed just where he was, locked in eternal slumber. Each new moon, the one day in the lunar month when her chariot could not be seen, Selene would come down and make love to the sleeping boy. This unconventional conjugal practice did not prevent her from bearing 50 daughters by him. I will let you picture the physical practicalities, postures, and positions that allowed that. An odd relationship, but one which worked and made Selene happy. It forms the subject of John Keats's extended poem, Endymion.